Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
I just returned from the Maine Supreme Court where I argued the so-called No Church Court case. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, this is a really bizarre situation where we didn't take it per se because it was a custody issue, but a religious freedom where the father is not allowing the mother, and they're not married, by the way, to take the daughter to church.
Yeah, this is a case that was litigated by other counsel, and then we were asked to come on board once this unbelievable order was issued regarding this custody and visitation case. So the mom and this father, they're not married. They never have been. So this child was born out of wedlock, and there was an agreement for visitation and custody. And then the father finds out that the mom is attending a Calvary Chapel church and taking his daughter to the Calvary Chapel church. And then he goes back to the court and he asks for the court to modify the visitation and custody agreement because he does not want his daughter, who's now 12 years old, to visit a Calvary Chapel church or read the Bible or to be baptized or have anything to do with Calvary Chapel. And frankly, it goes beyond that. So in his original complaint where he actually initiates the case.
Did the father ever go to that church?
No. Okay. The father is very anti-Christian.
Okay.
In his original complaint, he talks about how he's opposed to her involvement in Calvary Chapel. And he always lowercases the word God.
Mm.
Well, the interesting thing is you also see the lowercasing of the word God in the order.
So he needs God, obviously.
So he, you know, in doing so and the judge adopting that lowercasing of God is insulting to monotheism, to Christians and Jews and others that believe that there is only one God. When you lowercase God, what you are suggesting is that there are gods.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's not just one God. Well, obviously, our client believes in one God. And to lowercase God every time that God is mentioned is clearly an insult to her faith. And unbelievable. It's one thing for the father to have that kind of animosity. It's another thing for the court to adopt it. And that's what the court did. So the court issues this order. And the court says that the father has absolute final authority on anything regarding religious. So no to Calvary Chapel church attendance, no to being baptized, no to having any association with anyone at Calvary Chapel. Now, let me pause there for a minute because there's more, much more to this order. She can't, this daughter cannot associate with anybody who is associated with Calvary Chapel. So what happens if one of her girlfriends is in the hospital and she wants to visit her? What happened if one of the friends that she's made tragically dies and she wants to go to a funeral, or somebody wants to get married, or somebody's giving birth to a baby that she knows? What happens if somebody is going to a graduation and she wants to attend it, or a birthday party and she wants to attend it? If they're associated with Calvary Chapel, she can't associate with anyone who's associated with Calvary Chapel.
That's very controlling on the dad's part.
Well, it's also on the judge's part because this is what the judge does. This is crazy. This is unbelievable.
Obviously, the judge hasn't gone to the church either.
Well, the judge insinuates that Calvary Chapel, this mainline evangelical church, is somehow a cult because the pastor teaches the Bible verse by verse. She relied upon this person who's a so-called cult expert saying that, well, cults are recognized by having an authority, having basically a higher power, having an afterlife, a salvation that they believed in. You know, that's pretty much every Christian church for the past 2,000 years. That transcends Protestant, Orthodox, and Roman Catholics. But they all have that same belief, heaven and hell, angels, demons. They believe in all of those because that's part of our 2,000 years of Christian teaching.
But the key is that we're following Jesus and God and worshiping him, not a man. That's where the cult draws the line. You worship a man.
I know. And so this order is crazy. So she can't actually read or have anything to do with any literature produced by or associated with Calvary Chapel. Well, let's move over to the literature associated with Calvary Chapel. Literature or any kind of video associated with Calvary Chapel. Well, what kind of literature would be associated with Calvary Chapel?
The Bible.
Yeah. So that means she can't read the Bible. Because guess what the Calvary Chapel pastor does? He preaches the Bible verse by verse, chapter by chapter. He goes through it as an expository exercise, and he goes through it chapter by chapter. So that's a piece of literature that's associated with Calvary Chapel. And under this order, she can't have any association with it. Then it goes beyond Calvary Chapel to any other church or, get this, religious organization. So if it says church or religious organization, that must be two different things. Otherwise, it would just say church. So take, for example, any church. Let's look at that. She can't have any association with any religious philosophy unless the dad approves it. Religious philosophy, what is that? Or the Bible. It actually says the Bible in general, or Bible in specific, or religious philosophy in general. I'm not making this up, that the dad has total veto power over the daughter not being able to have any connection with or reading of the Bible or religious literature or religious philosophy or associated with any church. What about a religious organization? Because it mentions that separately, church or religious organization. Well, she can't go to the Salvation Army, the YMCA. She can't go to a food bank because that's a religious organization. What if the food bank has prayer before they feed the homeless, or a domestic dispute place where they're giving shelter to abused women and battered women, and they offer prayer? It's a religious organization. This order is so breathtakingly broad, I can't imagine this being upheld. So I just argued this last Thursday at the Maine Supreme Court. So keep this case in your prayer. It's called Bickford versus Bradeen, B-R-A-D-E-E-N. And we represent Miss Bickford and her daughter. Because under this particular order, when the father has absolute veto authority, and he's already indicated his absolute hostility and disdain for Christianity.
But you know, on the other hand, this sounds very sad to me because it sounds like the father has had some kind of a bad experience, some kind of pain associated with Christians or with the church. And so as a result, he's projecting it on his daughter. That's wrong.
He may be. I don't know what gave rise to this particular
individual. There's something there. Yeah.
And why he is so upset and wants nothing to do with Christianity or religion. But he does. And the fact is that, unfortunately, a court has sanctioned that. Mm. The court has given voice to some person who's a so-called expert that the criteria that this person lays down, a person that he, the father, found in California and brought to Maine to testify, would apply to Roman Catholics, Protestants, and Orthodox, would apply to Jews as well, would apply, frankly, to Muslims, would apply to all kinds of religions. So this is terrible order by the judge. It's one thing for a plaintiff, you know, one of the parties to come in and have their different views. And they can have all their views they want to. You know, this is a free country. You can believe or not believe. But for a court to have this kind of an order that gives this kind of absolute veto power in one person who's already demonstrated a hostility toward God mm-hmm. and religion and Christianity, which results in the fact that this mother cannot take her daughter when she is in visitation with that daughter to any religious activity. And by the way, this girl has been going to Calvary Chapel for some time with the mom. So she's obviously developed friends and acquaintances. She can't associate with them anymore. She has to totally cut them off. This is unbelievable. So pray for the result in this case. If it goes the wrong way, God forbid, if it does, certainly this case, we will ask the United States Supreme Court to intervene. But hopefully we have a good victory at the Maine Supreme Court. It's the Bickford case. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.